put a smile on your face. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God, did y'all give everybody a hug this morning? Why don't you go do that real quick?
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me.
Welcome.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. You're the living water, a never drying fountain. Comforter, my counselor, take complete control. You're the living water, a never drying fountain. Comforter, my
welcome, Holy Spirit.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. You're the living water, a never drying fountain. Come my counselor, take complete control. You're the living water, a never drying fountain. Comforter, my counselor. complete control. And welcome, Holy Spirit.
Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise?
I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. It's down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. It's down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay.
I got the joy.
I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart. Way down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. It's down in my way down. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay.
I got the peace.
I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. It is down, way down. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay.
I got the joy.
I've got the joy down in my heart. It is down, way down. I've got the joy down in my heart. It's down in my heart to stay. It's down in my heart to stay. It's down in my heart to stay.
One more.
It's down in my heart to stay.
Somebody say praise the Lord. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner this morning? Amen. Find yourself a nice prayer partner. Just share yourself some prayer requests. I know you ladies might want to go find somebody that might be lonely, so somebody's not by themselves.
Be glorified in
this room, Lord.
In this room, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In this room, Lord, be glorified today.
In my heart, Lord, be glorified. Brother Jesse, we're ready for you. You may be seated.
Pulpit mic. Am I on there? How's everybody doing?
I don't think you're in the house.
Yeah, this is an on. This is pulpit mic. Okay. All right, that's okay.
Why don't you go turn that on for me, please?
Hallelujah. We'll get it. The pulpit mic, Crystal. Hello, hello. Up in the house.
Just go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. Let's just stand back up. This is offering time. Can you hear me? Are you sure? All right. This is offering time. This is an opportunity where you get to give to God. And what's good about it is you have the opportunity to be a blessing and also to be blessed. The Bible says that that's too much. You can turn me down. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we just take that to mean, well, I know it's better to give. But if you're really more blessed when you give than when you receive, that blessing is real. It's tangible. And there's something to that. And there's a revelation behind that. You will be more blessed when you're a giver than somebody's just receiving all the time. When you receive something, that's it. But when you give something, you're planting seed, and you know you don't know what to expect. You could get that back and then some. When you're planting seed, you bring multiplication into the process. When you plant one seed, God can bless you in so many ways. So as you begin to walk in giving, you open the opportunity for God to bless you from every direction. And when you give and give and give and continue to sow, blessings come from everywhere. Why? Because it's more blessed to give than to receive. You will be more blessed in your life when you learn to give. It's true. I'm telling you because I want you to be blessed. I know that it's happened in my life, and I want God to do something special for everybody here. If you have a need, I want God to meet it. So that's how it happens. You hear God and obey and give. Don't hold on to anything, and God will bless you in a big way. Amen? If you're giving by cash, I have offering envelopes. If you'd like one, raise your hand. Great. Rex, Brother Rex will get you one. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. What a privilege. We get to do this four times a week. It's easy to become familiar with it when it happens all the time, but there's people that have never experienced an ounce of what we're experiencing today that would give anything to have just a minute of what you get all the time. So we always need to honor God. He's faithful. Even now, God's here, and He wants to do something. He's faithful to be here. So we need to honor that and be attentive to what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Don't expect the usual. If you expect the same old thing, that's probably what you'll get. Be expecting something new. God wants to do something different today. So when you have your seed ready, I want you to lift it up. Just be open to the Lord today. Just be open. We don't know what He wants to do, but it's good. Hallelujah. If you don't have anything, I want you to raise your hand. We all need to participate by faith. Because your hand and your faith is something. It's not nothing. And if you give that, God will give you seed to sow. All right? Father, we just lift our offering up to You. We give You our best, Father. We honor You with the first fruits, with the top, with the cream of the crop, Father. We give You the best of what You have blessed us with. And Father, we pray that it would be a blessing to You this morning, that it would be a sweet savor to You, Father. And Lord, I pray that as we bless You, You pour out blessings on Your people, that they will not have room enough to contain them all, Father. I pray, Lord, that every need that's here be met by Your power. Father, I pray that You have Your perfect way in this place today. And Lord, that as we bless You and worship You and praise You, that Your glory would begin to fill this place and You would move in a supernatural way this morning, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You and we give You all the glory for blessing us and for bringing us out of the mess and blessing us and bringing us into prosperity, God. I thank You and we love You, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you can bring it up.
Together and let's just worship the Lord. Put the music on in the house. Well, God is good. Just fine. Come on, let's just get in the spirit of prayer. I just don't like to get to teaching in a dry room. And I tell you what, it's pretty dry in here this morning. So let's just pray. Is that all right? Let's just pray. And that's a corporate thing that we do together. You don't know what people are in here this morning and what they want to get from God. We can't blow Sundays. We can't blow opportunities. This is something that everybody contributes to. We just talked about faith and obedience on Friday night. How that we must do some things, you know, that we all have responsibilities. We all have stuff to do. And when we all do our part with excellence, people get blessed. But when we start to throw stuff off, amen, we're the vessels that God wants to use. So let's just pray, because you don't know what's here in this room. This could be somebody's last meeting. Church is a supernatural thing. We don't have to sit up here in the flesh and think that it's going to be any particular personality. It's a thing of the Spirit that does the work. Yes, we do. Go ahead and do that. Yes, we do, dear. Go ahead. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a thing of the Spirit that's going to do it. And if we were just trusting in ourselves or a smooth show, you know what? We just roll right ahead. But we don't trust in the flesh or in just those things. But those things are absolutely essential. But it's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke, that makes the difference. So forget about yourself and you just think about Jesus. You think about somebody else and you just start to pray in the Spirit of God that somebody be able to hear what they need to hear and get what they need to get from God, because Sundays are important. Sundays are a time we should come and have an encounter with God. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So how can we live without the Word of God? So we need to do everything we can do that word would go forth with anointing, grace, and power. Amen. We don't depend on the works of the flesh by any means, but by the Spirit of God. And I will never, ever go alone. We do it by God's grace, by His mercy, and by His power. Amen. So let's just pray. Hallelujah. We're just going to wait on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to thank God that people believe in God enough that they say that Sunday services and different things can make a difference in people's lives. We just don't blow it off. Amen. How many need God this morning? How many need to hear from heaven this morning? How many need a change in their life this morning and taking it serious? How many need something this morning? Might need some money or breakthrough some kind of way. Might need healing. Good Lord, only God can do that. So we do what we have to do. God does do what He has to do. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. We have an assignment from the, thank you, Krista. We have an assignment from the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have an assignment from the Holy Ghost to get people blessed. Somebody say amen. Amen. And that's what church is all about. This is not about filling the room with a bunch of people. Amen. You can have a room full of bunch of people, but going absolutely nowhere. Amen. But God wants to get you in here and then take you someplace once you get in. Amen? And I believe that as we get into the Spirit of God, as we worship God, as we listen to the Holy Spirit, and we start to apply those things that we hear in the Spirit, I believe that that'll bring solutions to some of our problems. I discern their problems. Somebody say, praise God. People need miracles, and people need breakthroughs, and people need certain things. And in order to do that, we just need to hear from heaven. Just shut that door. Hallelujah. So if you'd open your Bibles this morning, somebody say hallelujah. Jerry Lee is in there making a mess. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say choose. It's all about decisions. It is all about decisions. You know, you can choose your way out of messes. You can choose yourself into problems. You can make decisions and choices into God's blessings or into the devil's worst curse. That thing, that breakthrough that you need is only a decision away. Somebody say a decision away. You know, the devil can't do anything in your life that you don't get in agreement with. Do you know it's the same thing that God usually won't do anything in your life that you don't get there and get in agreement with? When we can learn to agree with God, agree with His word, miracles will start to happen in our life and blessings will start to happen. But when we don't begin to hear and listen, we get in trouble because we miss God's opportunities. Somebody say, make a decision. I believe that in my own life and in your life, that decisions come up. Somebody say, hallelujah. How many got something you got to face this week? You know what you got to face? A choice. So we say fate. Some of you think, well, it's a fatal decision. It's big stuff. If I make the wrong decision, I'm going to mess my whole life up. Or I'm going to set myself back 6 weeks. This is a big deal for me. I don't know. How many got those kind of things? When God is moving, it's all about making the right choices and the right decisions. Some say, hear the Holy Ghost and don't be afraid to obey it. Some say everything's going to be all right. We must make a decision. You will usually, we've taught this before, but I really think it's important right now because we're going to be getting into some other stuff because God's looking to make, how many know God's moving by His Spirit? And the devil is also busy out there, right? So God's trying to lead us out of the wilderness and into the promised land, amen? But we've got to make a decision to obey Him and to follow. You will usually choose what you behold. What are you looking at this week? In this past season, what are you focusing on? Many people are looking at the problem, looking at the problem, looking at the circumstance. Oh, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? I tell you what you need to look to. Someone say, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And if you're not going to look to God this week, and if you're not going to focus totally on God, you're going to miss God's best for your life. Some say choose. How many are choosing to get out of a rut? Get away from negative people. Maybe get out of a negative setting or and it's kind of scary when we call to leave some stuff alone. Some say leave them alone. God wants to bring us out. You know, God usually upgrades you. When God upgrades you, He upgrades you from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. He doesn't leave nothing undone. If God's going to make your life better, you know what He's going to do? He's even going to change some of your relationship. And we all get all nervous and messed up when God starts to mess with our relationships. We got to get to the point when you want God to bring you up to the next level, you got to get to the point to where there's nothing you won't be able to hold back. Nothing you won't be able to let go to get all that God has. You got to get open for God to move in your life. Some say choosing. Now, you know, God was trying to bring out Lot and his family from the He was trying to bring them out from Sodom and Gomorrah. Y'all remember they were stuck in there? And he was trying to bring them out. He said, that thing is going down. Get out of there. And there are a lot of people that don't know that there's some things in their life and there's some things out in the world that's doomsday for them. And God's trying to bring you out of that. And He sends different angels and different messengers in your life to get you to step out and to get away from some stuff. And all they had to do is look to the voice of the angel, amen? Listen to the voice and follow them as God led them out of that stuff. But many times we want to get so hard-headed. We want to get so stuck and we won't allow the Spirit of God or the voice of God or the Word of God to bring us out of anything. How many had angels go your way? How many had angels come your way? You know, one of the words, anybody ever heard apostolic ministry? Well, one of the words apostle, when you get that apostolic word and you break it down in the Greek, you know it's just basically someone that's sent. Somebody say sent one. And if you break down the word angel as well in the New Testament, that word also means sent one. So many times God will send supernatural, somebody say supernatural beings. And when you learn the term angels, everybody write down angels. You got to have a lesson in angels. This is really good for you this morning because God's going to send some things your way. There are different types of angels out there. There are seraphim, cherubim. There are different creatures. But they're all an angel is just a job title. But the different, you got to take him out. Amen. But the different types of angels, somebody say, there are different creatures that perform that task. Let's say, are you understanding that? We have cherubim, seraphim, and all those different type of creatures, all those different kind of beings, but they all perform just about the same task. But don't you know there are also people that God called? He gives them a word on the inside of their heart to do something for you, to say something to you, to give you the word of God, to lay down their life and do something for you to bring you out? Someone say, angels, unaware. Many times we miss God's best for us, that God sends us wonderful, someone say wonderful people. You know that you've had God send angels your way in the form of people
that come your way to bless you, to help you, to encourage you, to bring you out, and you're expecting some winged thing to come fall out of the sky? Well, yeah, those winged things are out there, but most of the time God says, listen, I'm going to raise up a child that knows how to obey my voice, that knows how to hear God. Maybe you need some money one day and you don't know, and you're expecting some seraphim to jump out of the sky, and all of a sudden God will raise up a human individual and send them to carry forth his word and to write the check. Some say, don't be, somebody, look out for God's people. People sent by God under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, they come as angels. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, so, you know, you got to be careful when you entertain strangers. Somebody say, watch out for them. You should, you know, I've learned to watch out for strangers. There are different people that come in my life all of a sudden, amen. And we don't know. All of a sudden start to help and start to do certain things. And I don't understand, what is all this? And then I realize, somebody say hallelujah. Angels. You ever had just somebody been there, just supernatural, don't know what it's all about? Maybe God's wanted to use you as an angel in somebody's life. Whenever you're sent for to fulfill a specific task or to do a specific duty, somebody say amen? You're sent. Whenever you're representing God, just being sent by God, somebody say sent, gives you the job title, amen. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be a cherubim and got wings and all this other stuff, amen. But angels, somebody say angels. So God will send angels your way, amen, to bring you out. So we say hallelujah. But many, you know, we learned on Friday night how to get a miracle from God, that there was a town where God couldn't do many mighty works for people. How many want God to do something for you? This is what we're getting on. If you're going to title it, maybe if I'm figuring out these messages and we put them all together, is how to get God to do something in your life. How to pull on the power of God to have something happen for you. And God couldn't do many mighty works in that town because they got familiar with him. So they couldn't pull on the power of God and get certain things done. Only he healed a few sick folk. And because he couldn't do those many mighty works that he wanted to do, what did he do? He went about teaching the people. Some say God can also come to you through vessels. And through people, they didn't honor Jesus for who he was. Many times when we can't discern God, somebody say discern God. In our relationships, in our daily walk, learn to listen to God, learn to hear the voice of God, learn to honor the voice of God, don't get familiar with anything. I tell you one time, I was a guy, one of the greatest prophetic words I've ever gotten in my life, the most strongest prophetic word I've ever gotten. I was back in Maryland working on a friend of mine's house. And there was a 3-year-old little boy there at the house. And all of a sudden that 3-year-old little boy walked up to me and said, "You fool." And his parents said, "Stop that." He usually doesn't say anything. He looked at me in my face again and said, "You fool." He wouldn't stop saying that word, "You fool." And I couldn't figure out what this boy was talking about. And it just cut me to my heart. You know, I didn't want to bop the little boy, but something was different about it. You understand? Why would a 3-year-old little boy, and he wasn't a little bad little boy. Now, I understand some of y'all's kids, you know. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But this little boy just came up to me. I'm not messing with y'all's kids. Don't get mad at me. Amen. And said that. Had I blown it off, I would have missed something in my life. I went to the Word of God and I said, "Well, I'm going to find out about this." And I opened the Bible. I went to work the next day. I should have been working, but I was reading my Bible. And I looked up every word I could find for a fool. I said, "Yep, he's right. That's me. That's me. That's me. Wow, me too. Me too." And that 3-year-old little boy, you know what led that little boy to do that? God. And you know what? You can be foolish in different things and miss God's best. And just take things, "Oh, this is just fate. This is just circumstance. Things just happen." Some say God's trying to work for you. And he's trying to do the best you can do. Now, if he sends some, you know, winged creature to you, he'd probably blow your mind. And you wouldn't be able to hang. And you think, "Why don't you try to help me, God? Come on, God. Help me. Get me out of this mess." And God said, "I'm sending so many people. I put the right TV shows on sometime at the right time. I put the right song on. I'm trying to give you a message. You just can't figure it out. Anybody ever heard of the game charades? It's like that sometimes with God. He's trying to communicate to you, and he'll use certain things, trying to get a word across to you, and we miss it because we refuse to discern. Somebody say, discern. What's going on? Have you heard from heaven? So right here, God was trying to bring, somebody say, make a choice. God just wanted them to choose something. So he sent Lot and his wife, and they were in Sodom and Gomorrah, and God sent some angels to them. He said, go out. And all they had to do was go. And he said, don't look back once you go. And I discern that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, don't look back. I'm trying to give you good exit instructions. Somebody say, exiting instructions, how to get out of your mess and get into God's blessed. First of all, expect God's angels to help you. If God's going to bring you out, he's going to bring you out supernaturally. So have a strong revelation about angels. How can you expect to see those big boys, even those angels as tall as buildings, when you can't discern when God's using those right in front of your face? So say, this boy's wild. Study it yourself. Hey, man, I'm not as dumb as I look. I'm not that bright either. You know, I'm not boasting. But I wouldn't get up here and say something like that unless we studied it first. Somebody say hallelujah. I've seen many of you. I know you. I've seen some of you start to respond in things just like angels. Because I know most of us is lazy. Amen. I said, yes. You know, we don't want to do stuff. And all of a sudden the anointing of God gets a hold of us and causes us to do things we wouldn't do. That's the Spirit of God. And I tell you what, do all things as unto the Lord. The Bible tells you to do that. But I tell you what, when that stuff gets done for you, you better recognize that it's God. Thank God for those angels. Somebody say hallelujah. I know the angels in my life. Do you know the angels in yours? Somebody say hallelujah. Sent to help us do what God wants us to do. Somebody say they're sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, to the heirs of salvation. He said, are there not ministering spirits all about us or angels all about us? Somebody say, they're all around. Sent to minister. That means they're sent to serve those that are to be the heirs of salvation. And I'm not just talking about, somebody say, thank God for the creatures. Amen. That's the best thing we could, those beings that God created to do specific tasks that worship around the throne. But I tell you what, God's got some secret angels all planted all around about you. Amen. And if you don't get ignorant to what God's got going, and you start to discern it, start to thank God, start to flow, and it'll start to happen in your life in a higher, on a higher level, in a higher dimension. Some say, help. But you just got to give God the glory. Amen. How do you think Brother Jesse hung around here? He would have been gone a long time ago. You think I see this Brother Jesse? No way. That's an angel sent by God to minister unto the heirs of salvation. Somebody say hallelujah. Different people out there doing different things. Now, when he was bringing them out, somebody say exiting instructions. Discern God's help. Discern God's voice. First of all, know he wants to get you out. That it's not his will that you go down in any area of your life. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. I don't care if you deserve to go down. He doesn't want you to go down. He created you that you might get, that you might be able to give him praise, glory, and honor, and worship. God wants to bring you out. He's a good God. He's a good God. It delights the heart of God to bring prosperity to his servants, not to see them wiped out. That's why he does so much to try to hook you up and help you out. So get a revelation of God's ministering spirit. Start to discern God. You know a tree by the fruit it bears. If you got relationship, ain't no help to you, let them go. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, well, that's not what it's all about. But I tell you what, to a certain extent, you can discern a tree by the fruit it bears. You can tell the Spirit of God. Amen. You can tell the Spirit of God. If a relationship just draining you, sucking the life out of you, doesn't put nothing back, don't say curse them and do nothing like that. Just let them go. Somebody say hallelujah. You got relationships that are pulling you back? Let them go. Get those that are going forward. Somebody say hallelujah. God's relationships want to press you forward, not trying to hold you back. Now, God told Lot and all those people through those things. He said, don't you look back. So you keep looking back during exiting season. You're going to fall. You're not going to be able to get over where you're going. If you're going to go forward, you better make up your mind to go for it. And don't you ever look back again. See, we think that, oh, as long as we don't have a mind to go back, we're covered. Amen. But I tell you what, you ever try to do something with something, try to go someplace where somebody have fun, they griping the whole time, complaining about it the whole time. I don't like this. We should have done that. I don't even know why we had to go. Mess it up for everybody. You try to go to a movie or something like that, and that's the movie, not the movie they want to see. So every scene, no, that's just stupid. That's just dumb. Well, you know, Christian people are that way sometimes. We're going for it, griping and complaining and whining and crying the whole time. Let me say how God wants happy people, people that are excited about going. Those are the people that he takes on. If you're not excited about going forward and happy about going forward and going forward with faith, you know what? You need to just chuck on back. Let me say pillar of salt. That woman, Lot's wife, got to stay back, not because she turned around and ran back. She just looked back. She just looked back. That's what she wanted. And she turned and looked back, and God said, since you like looking about it so much, I'm going to make you a pillar of salt, and you can look at it throughout all eternity. Looking back will get you stuck. There are a lot of people that don't know where they're going because they got their head turned around the other way just looking back, and they can't see the good that's before them. And you say, well, I can't see where I'm going. Well, if you just turn your head and just look in the same direction of where the angels of God are trying to lead you, where God's voice is trying to lead you, where the power of God's trying to lead you, amen. And just, first of all, make up your mind, don't ever turn your head in that direction again. Somebody say, that's over. That's why I left. Forget about it and go on. Somebody say, make a choice. First of all, you got to make a choice to leave. Then after you leave, you got to make a choice never to look back again. Somebody say, hallelujah. Woo, praise God. You want to get stuck, look back. And I tell you one thing with God, you can never go back once you start. You get stuck out in the wilderness somewhere, but you'll never be able to go back. Some people start this thing with God. God gets in there and changes their life around. After you had this stuff, you'd be messed up forever. After you find out about the Holy Spirit, anybody got baptized in the Holy Ghost and try to go back to those churches that ain't baptized in the Holy Ghost? No, you'd be just as lost and just as confused. Trying to disbelieve what God did. Once you go forward with God, it's impossible to go back. What you do, you get stuck. You turn into salt in the middle. Amen? You can't go back and put the pieces back together again. After you learned about faith, you say, well, I don't believe in faith anymore. I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost anymore. I don't believe in healing anymore. Somebody say, just stuck in the wilderness, just as confused. If God brought you out of stuff, you will never be able to go. You'll be able to get stuck in the wilderness, but you'll never be able to go back and settle into what you came out of. Amen. She didn't get back to Sodom and Gomorrah. She's just looking back there and never even got there. Amen. Once he brings you out, he brings you totally out. Amen. You have to build yourself a camp in the wilderness someplace. Somebody say, hallelujah, you ain't going back. Anybody met somebody try to go back? They couldn't? You can't. So this is why Lot and his wife were told not to look back, because you will usually choose what you behold. You will usually choose what you behold. And some people can't make a decision because they don't know how to focus. Somebody say focus. You will usually choose what you behold. That's why you need to get your eyes off of stuff, get your eyes off people, and get your eyes on God so you can choose God. If that person's hooked up to God, that's what you're going to have. Somebody say hallelujah. And many times we get this stuff, we don't know what to do with it. Somebody say, because you weren't looking at Jesus, you were looking to people, and that's what you got. People will never be there when you need them. Amen. Never be able to do what you want them to do. Amen. But if you look to God, amen, he'll always be there. Somebody say hallelujah. One thing I found about God, he doesn't let anybody try to tell you. He doesn't let anybody become himself totally. He'll spread himself out. The same individual might not always be there, but God will always be there. One day he'll show up in Rex. Somebody say hallelujah. And then Rex might catch a tube with me and I don't see him for a couple weeks. I'm just joking. Amen. Then God will have to show up in Sister Melanie. Amen. Not one individual is always going to be there. But God will always be there. Somebody say through the body. Amen. God will never leave you. One thing I've learned that there will never, I've never had a time in my life where God didn't send an angel. Amen. How many of you notice that? And many times we don't even know. You'd be all despondent. You can see it in the movie. Somebody all worn out over something that got messed up in their life. Then all of a sudden some little street person comes by with that smile. Some say, God will never leave you. That doesn't mean that he's just there and you just got to be, oh, I know you're in this room when I'm in here all by myself. Oh, God's there and you just as lonely. God's there. I don't have nobody with me, but the Lord's with me. But you know what? God can show up through some other people too. If you get out of that lonely room, amen, start to smile to somebody. You might be mad at everybody in church. Something go down, amen. But I tell you what, God will show through the door with the visitor, amen. Someone say, God will always be there. The Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And God said, listen, I got there a whole bunch of saints out there I can flow with. I'll find me a vessel. Someone say, hallelujah. God will find a vessel to manifest himself through so he can be there for you. He doesn't have to just be there just through the thoughts in the back of your head. You can trust God. He has enough ability to show up in individuals. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? That's how God designed. Someone said, that's really strange. That's really messed up. No, God desires it to be that way. He said, listen, I'll be with you always and forever, even till the end of time. He said, I'll be in you. And not only will he be in me, but he'll be in you too. Most of the time when God gets to come through and wants to speak to you, he'll find a believer someplace. Amen. And he'll do it. Someone say, don't lose your trust or your confidence in the way that God chooses to do things. Don't ever allow that to happen. You will distort what God has chosen to use in this last age. Just as much as we had faith that God spoke in the burning bush. How many believe he did that to the children of Israel? He spoke to Moses in the burning bush. And then in that second covenant, somebody say hallelujah. He started to speak to us through Jesus, who is God. Somebody say hallelujah. And he was there in the flesh and he communicated that and he did something. So that was God in the flesh. But I tell you what, just as much as Jesus was God, I tell you what, within that church, amen, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. He'll quicken your mortal body, amen. He's just as much here today through the heart of the believers. And many people can't pull on that power because they couldn't believe. See, them Old Testament saints, those Old Testament people couldn't pull on the anointing that Jesus had. Why? Because they couldn't believe that power that Jesus was actually God was on the inside. Amen. That was God. And those that couldn't receive that and couldn't believe that and do all those things, you know what? They couldn't hit it because they couldn't receive him for what and who he was. But God's trying to knock at your door and do the same works today. Amen. Through the hearts of believers that choose to love. Ooh, it's 12 o'clock. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say choose. Choose. You will usually choose what you behold. And we got off in this angel thing because I think God wants to get to us. Amen. Some say, are there not? Ministering spirits all about us. See, every once in a while we get to the point where we're thinking, I just sense the spirit of the Holy Ghost in this place. I'm all alone. I'm all by myself. It's just me. Remember that prophet that said, I'm the only one left. It's just me. I'm here all by myself. I'm the only one left. It's just me. Everybody else done missed it. And God said, no, there's many of them out there that have not bowed their knee to Baal. Amen. And God's trying to tell you right now, amen. I got to do this thing all about me. God says there's ministering spirits all about you sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Why don't you make that confession? Say, I have help in time of need. God has already covered it. You don't have to use people. Somebody say amen, but you can learn to receive what God sends your way. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Is this helping anybody today? Sure. Amen. Now you have your faith out there. See, a lot of people will miss God by not being. Say, I expect it to show up this week. See, you get all happy instead of taking it as the flesh, you start to honor this God. You know, don't go tell them because they might not understand this whole teaching. Oh, you're an angel. They think you're just as crazy, some lunitude. Amen. Oh, you're an angel. Then they go telling people, Pastor Raj said that they were angels. Yeah, they just gone. No. But I tell you what, God wants to help you. And you can expect God to send some certain individuals in your life. Amen. To come your way to help. Amen. Someone say, God comes to minister to the heirs of salvation. Now, if you want to receive that, you got to also be able to be willing to sow that. Be willing to forget about yourself every now and then and put yourself out there for somebody else. Amen. And say, whatever you do, in word or in deed, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. And you can expect those things to happen. Father God, I pray over every situation going on in this room right now. There are some people out there with some big issues, with some great needs, Father God, that only you can work out. These are people that you love and that you care about. Teach us to continue to lay our life down that we may be vessels in time of need for those that are to be the heirs of salvation. Every hurting heart, Father God, be the healer. Father God, Lord, there are people that need financial breakthroughs even now. Lord, Sister Benita needs you to come through this week. God, we just say, help, Lord. Father God, there may be some people out there just feel like giving up. Father God, help in the name of Jesus. We stretch out our arms, our faith, and our heart to you, asking you to come through in a supernatural way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you go, I know it's 12 on the nose. I want you just to pray for one person. Go to one person. Don't get all weird and stupid. Amen. But just get to one person. And I want you to pray that God shows up, that God sends angels their way to give them that help, and that they would be able to discern when God's doing something for them. Can you do that right now? And then we'll just let you go. Is that good? Why don't you go? And we're going to be here tonight at 7 o'clock, but I just want you to pray for them. Amen. Yeah. And I want you just to pray that. Say, I release. Just go on and pray. And I just want you to release supernatural help. Look at that person and tell them. You have to look at somebody in the face. You ever notice when you used to tell people when you're a kid, girl, you need help. I want you to look at them. Because some of these people don't know it. And they try to act all big and strong. Say, you need some help. Tell them, you need help. Tell her, you need help. You can't make it by yourself. You need some help. Glory to God. And pray for that help in the name of Jesus. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Go on, tell them you need help. Find some people and get that help to them and pray that they'll be able to discern that help. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all remember that story about the guy said, listen, I was waiting for you to get me off this island. God sent that little story. Y'all remember that story? He sent all those people, and every time he sent somebody, he said, go away. God's going to help me. God's going to help me. That's the way it's amen. God's trying to get there and give you help and give you assistance. Amen. Somebody say, he's already there. Want to get with you, Brother T? Hallelujah. I'm going to get with you. Sit on. Run off. Hallelujah. It's good. I enjoyed being with y'all this morning. Did you enjoy it? Judy, what's your son's name? Jason, your mom loves you. God, she's like a big, amen. She just lights up all over when you're there. Amen. I'm going to pray with you, Brother Jason. I know you got great faith. Is that all right? Father God, give Jason the help that he needs to be who he wants you to be. Oh, Father God, to be who you want him to be. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that that heart of genuineness, pureness, love, and devotion would start to manifest. That every hurt, Father God, that he received, Father God, as he was stretching out to be who you want to be, that you'd be the healer of that, Father God, then be big enough to reach out again with supernatural confidence. He's a good man, Father God, because of you that abides on the inside of him. Lord, strengthen him and bring him forth to do what you want him to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where'd you have to do it? Put Jerry Lee? I'm sorry about that. That's probably the best thing for him during these meetings.